Congressman, what's the last couple months been like for you since election night?
You know, it's been fairly fast-paced. We were thankful to have a brief break during Christmas and New Year's, but as soon as New Year's hit, it has been just full throttle, everything from trying to get our family situated up here in Washington, planning the festivities over the weekend of getting sworn in and having folks here, staffing offices both in North Carolina and Washington. The list is long, but it's been a very enjoyable whirlwind so far, and one that we're thankful to be a part of.
Take us through Friday, the swearing-in day, and the emotions for you as you took that oath to be part of the 119th Congress.
Yes, surreal is the word that keeps coming back to my mind. It's something that we, you know, even 2 years ago, we had not planned on doing this. We felt compelled about a year and a half ago, anyway, to give it a shot, and a lot of things broke our direction and things outside of our control. So my wife and I are very humbled. But one of the things that will stick out in my mind from Friday is my grandfather was able to sit in the House gallery, and he's a World War II vet. He was wounded by the Nazis in France. He's 99 years old. He's still sharp as a tack. And so having him there in the gallery in person was just was very special for me. So it was all around, it was a day that I won't forget for a long, long time.
I want to turn to some business now, Congressman. Republicans did reelect Mike Johnson as the Speaker of the House on the first ballot Friday. It did come with a little bit of drama, though. There is a very narrow majority now for the GOP in the House. Do you feel like your party is going to be able to govern effectively with this narrow majority and Speaker Johnson at the helm?
Well, you know, Chris, that's the million-dollar question, and that's someone who... My political career is now about 2 days old, so I don't have a full set of insights yet. My hope is that we can, again, tackle those issues that led to a victory in November and that most Americans, regardless of party, know we have to deal with, whether it's the open border, the presence of millions of folks who are here illegally, many of which are committing crimes, whether it's spending, government efficiency, et cetera. My hope is that we can kind of pierce the partisanship and secure some big solutions to some big problems. And that's what we're going to be working for.
Let me piggyback on that thought, because you talked a lot on the campaign trail about the southern border and securing the border. That's something that Speaker Johnson talked about in his speech on Friday as well. Is that a big priority for this Congress to tackle pretty early on in its time together?
It is. It is. And obviously leadership and members, and there's so many different parties at play, I think they're still debating the best way to get there. But in terms of securing the southern border and dealing with it, even Hakeem Jeffries, the Democrat leader, he mentioned that in his speech. Mm-hmm. So that's a problem that it's at the forefront of everybody's mind. It's a very high priority, and it's something that I hope and will be working very diligently towards fixing early on this Congress.
Visiting with Brad Knott, the 13th District Congressman from North Carolina. Congressman, we're coming off, as most people believe it, the most unproductive Congress in our nation's history. I know you've just got to Washington, still trying to get your feet wet there and settled. Do you feel like there's going to be any more bipartisanship during this 119th Congress than what we just saw?
You know, I surely hope so. And, you know, we've already, so to speak, reached across the aisle. We've had lots of contact with our Democrat colleagues, and me personally, I'm planning on sitting down with some of the North Carolina delegation on the other side. And it's my hope, like I said, Chris, these problems are not Republican or Democrat problems. They're American problems. And the Democrats are fully aware of that. And it's certainly my hope that we can get to work quickly with the American people in mind rather than the opposing party.
And today is the day where Congress, in the House, is a joint session. The vice president will preside and certify the presidential election results. Should we expect it to be kind of business as usual or any fireworks or drama like we saw perhaps 4 years ago?
You know, we've got about 9 inches of snow on the ground. I don't know if you were aware of that.
Yeah.
It'll be very difficult to achieve any kind of additional chaos beyond the weather. I hope that everybody can get in because the session will begin. But I don't anticipate anything other than sort of a business as usual session today, and that's certainly what we're preparing for.
Congressman,
nothing out of the ordinary.
Congressman, as I let you go, what are the next things on your action item list that you want to accomplish as you get settled there in D.C. and your tenure begins as a congressman?
Sure. You know, I'm logistically, we're getting offices opened in North Carolina and then finishing out our office in D.C. And then I'm on the Judiciary Committee, the Homeland Security Committee, and the Transportation and Infrastructure Committee. So we've got a long list of priorities, and those three committees will keep you very, very busy. But I look forward to coming back, Chris, and telling you all about it.
We look forward to having you back too, Congressman. Thanks, as always, for being so generous with your time, and look forward to talking again real soon.
Yes, sir. Take care.